You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. The government is in transition. Well, the Republican Party, though, it's in trouble. It's your turn to be something of a consultant. We don't know exactly who the GOP is listening to as to how to chart a course for their future. But whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, what is your advice for the Republican Party? How can the GOP get the party started again and maybe get you voting for it? Give the GOP some advice at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
We're going to turn to America's briefing book for President-elect Obama. Today, we're going to look at diplomacy. It's been widely reported that Senator Hillary Clinton will accept the key position as Secretary of State. We're wondering, what message does that send to the world, and what issues are at play in a post-Bush era? For that, we turn to Joseph Nye, who is the Sultan of Oman Professor of International Relations at Harvard University. Welcome, Professor.
Nice to be with you.
So the appointment, let's say, assume this happens, the appointment of Senator Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, what's the message to the world there?
Well, I think she'd be a great Secretary of State, and I think what the president-elect is trying to do is show that he wants a powerful person to represent the United States, and doesn't hurt that you'll have somebody who's attractive in the rest of the world. President Obama himself did a lot to recover America's soft power, is our ability to attract others. And I think that Hillary Clinton will add to that.
How do you reconcile some of the differences that they both highlighted during the primary process? Let's take Iran, for example, and Senator Clinton's vote to consider the Revolutionary Army as a terrorist organization.
I think these differences in the campaign are not going to be all that important when it comes to running the State Department or running American diplomacy. Hillary Clinton is a very smart woman. She knows that for a successful period as Secretary of State, she can't allow any distance to grow between herself and the president.
Professor Nye, one of the legacies of the Bush administration, though, is a diminishing of the stature of the Secretary of State, both in terms of its ability to control funds in the Treasury. I mean, we saw certainly in the first Bush term that the Pentagon massively outweighed the State Department in its sort of profile around the world. And secondly, you know, the fact that the Bush administration didn't pay much attention to diplomacy. What kind of a role, what kind of a position is Hillary Clinton inheriting here?
Well, I think it's true that that the first issue on President-elect Obama's agenda is going to be the economic crisis. And that obviously means Treasury is going to play a much larger role than would normally be the case. So on economic issues, Treasury is going to outweigh State. On security issues, defense issues, I don't think you're going to see the kind of situation where President Bush relied so heavily on Rumsfeld and Cheney that he cut out Colin Powell. I think, on the contrary, you're going to see with a strong figure in State and with the experience of the Bush period that State will play a major role.
So you think some of the diminishment will reverse itself in an Obama administration? You talked about soft power, obviously contrasted to hard power. How do you think those two combinations need to play themselves out given the kind of issues America faces today?
Well, you're going to need some of both. I mean, it's not that soft power replaces hard power. When you're dealing with the Taliban in Afghanistan, President-elect Obama has said that he's going to put two more combat brigades there. And we still have a tough slog going on in Iraq, even though the sense of direction seems a bit clearer now. So we're going to need hard power and plenty of it. But what soft power, the ability to attract people, does is create an enabling environment. Others are more willing to work with you because they're more attracted to you. So I think he's going to get better cooperation from allies, whether they be NATO or in other countries, as a result of the ability to combine these two dimensions of power.
Do you see an early channel between the United States and the Taliban, the United States and Iran, and the United States in North Korea under a Hillary Clinton State Department?
Well, Barack Obama said that he wanted to have negotiations with Iran prepared, but without the preconditions that hampered the Bush administration. I suspect that will happen. North Korea is a bit tougher. There is already a framework, the so-called six-party talks. But right now, the North Koreans are going through a sulk, and it's not clear what their behavior is going to be. But I'm afraid it's going to be on her agenda or his agenda fairly soon. So, and on Afghanistan, when we talk about talks with the Taliban, it's one thing to talk about groups or individuals. Mullah Omar, the head of the Taliban, has rejected the ideas of talks. I don't see a sitting down for a peace treaty with the Taliban as a group.
And last question, Professor. Do you think that assigning Hillary Clinton to the State Department, is that a notion of change? And how does that play with a President Obama elect or President elect Obama's theme that got him into office?
Well, I think that he is the representative of change. After all, he is the person who was elected president. But the sign that he's willing to have a strong person in state, a person who is popular in many other parts of the world, I think that shows that you're going to have not just the symbolism of change that he accomplished in the campaign, but a team that's able to implement it.
Professor Joseph Nye, we appreciate your thoughts this morning.
Good to be with you.
Professor Joseph Nye is the Sultan of Oman Professor of International Relations at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. And now we turn to Femi Okeh, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you, and the time is 28 minutes past the hour. President-elect Barack Obama is expected to announce his economic team today. Former New York Fed Chief Timothy Geithner is expected to be the new Treasury Secretary, while former Clinton aide Larry Summers is likely to be a chief economic advisor. And they're both emphasizing the urgent need for a stimulus package. The death toll is rising from two attacks in Baghdad earlier today. At least 21 people were killed and just as many were injured. Seven were killed near the Green Zone when a female suicide bomber blew herself up at a checkpoint. And separately, 14 people died in a bombing on a trade ministry minibus. The presidents of Poland and Georgia say that Russian troops fired on their motorcade yesterday as they were traveling near the breakaway Republic of South Ossetia. The two heads of state were on their way to visit victims of the August conflict between Russia and Georgia. Meanwhile, Russia is denying the shots came from its military. The vampire love story Twilight is top of the highest grossing movies this weekend. If you haven't seen it yet, what's the delay? Here's a clip.
You're impossibly fast and strong. You gotta give me some answers.
I'd rather hear your theories.
I have considered radioactive spiders and kryptonite.
It's all superhero stuff, right? What if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy?
Uh-oh. Okay, so it cost $37 million to make, and it made this weekend $70 million at the box office.
7-0?
7-0.
John,
name,
you were wrong. You said
name?
50 million.
Oh,
it
Twilight.
Was 70.
Twilight, yeah. Well, I guess they were predicting 50.
Thanks, Matt.
The Takeaway is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org, and by the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.